Them are learning beautifully, and we should continue growing well together. Smada. I'm starting to get to speak with some of the Talmidim, and I want to get to know every single one of you. So I started making time during lunchtime in the afternoon with some. Others I haven't sat down with. Quite most of you I haven't sat down with. I'm looking forward, Bezer Hashem, and sitting down with you. So come over to me, and we'll make up a time. Generally, I speak with the Talmidim during lunch, as well as I think this year I'll have some time in the afternoon as well. If there's anything on your mind, please come over to me and let me know. Number two, in terms of Chavrusis, I think everybody, it's been beautiful. The Shana Gimel guys could attest that I think that we've gotten off to a stronger takeoff than in previous years. Previous years that even did well. You guys are really learning beautifully. If anybody's looking for a chavrusa or still has some concerns about chavrusas anytime during the day, please come over to me and let me know. Okay. Yesterday we had left off with the Beis Shmuel's kasha on those who say that there is no requirement of shlichus by get. Let's just review in terms of the discussion. We had a Rajba, that the Rajba said that when the Torah HaKadosh says the Kassel HaSeh HaKlus is Menasam B'yada, that does not mean that that you have to appoint a shliach, because the Rajba claims that there isn't a chiyuv on the Baal to write the get. There's no chiyuv on the Baal to write the get. And since there isn't a chiyuv on the Baal to write the get, the fact that the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph on the base says, we saw that Gemara inside yesterday on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. In fact, let's take a look. If we did see it yesterday, then let's take a look at it now. That the Gemara says that there is a requirement. Ayin Aleph Amid Beis has Omer Imru. Where does it have Omer Laseif Lasofer Sov V'Chasama? Where does the Gemara have that? Maybe on Chavdalat on the base? Where is the Gemara say that? No, I remember it from the 7th parak. The Gemara in the 7th parak somewhere says that you need to tell the Sofer. It's there. It's on Ayin Aleph on the base in the Mishnah. I was just looking at the bottom of the oven because that was the last thing I looked at. That the Mishnah says in Ayin Aleph on the base, Ach Yom the Sofer Ksovula Eidim Chasamo. So even though the Mishnah says that the halach is that you need to tell the Sofer to write and the Eidim to sign, nevertheless, the halach is that's not a chiyuv on the Baal to write himself. He doesn't need to appoint a shliach to write it, but rather, the Rajba says that we're afraid if you don't have the fellow instructing the sofer, so then in such a case, what's going to stop every sofer from just writing a get stam and not writing a lishma? So if the sofer needs to wait for the instruction, so then we know for sure, we've ensured ourselves that the get is going to be written lishma. We contrasted this Rajba with the Tosas on Daf Yud Amid Beis, and the Beis Shmuel says the Ramah disagrees, and the Beis Shmuel ends off with a kasha. The Beis Shmuel concludes with a question on the Rajba, and he says, if at the end of the day the Rajba was right, that it's only a concern that the get is not going to be written lishma, and this is a way of making sure that the get is going to be written lishma, because the sofer now can't do what most soferim do, right? When most soferim write tefillin, they write it l'shem kedushas tefillin. Once they write l'shem kedushas tefillin, it doesn't have to be l'shem that actual person, individual himself. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin elaborates in Simen Lam, at the end of Simen Lam and Beis, elaborates on the fact that there's some soferim who make a mistake. He's basing himself on a levush. That some sofer make a mistake, and they think, oh, I wrote the tefillin lishma because I wrote it for this bar mitzvah bachur. So the Mishnah Berurah points out from Levush that there are different types of lishma in the Torah. Lishma by get is to write it for this bar mitzvah bachur, to write it for this husband and wife. But lishma for tefillin is l'shem kedushas tefillin. So he says there are sofrim that misunderstood. They learned Maseches Gittin in high school. And who learns Menachos? All the halachos l'shma by tefillin. So they confused what lishma means. Mishnah Berurah spells this out. The Be'er Halacha has aracha on this. The Bach also, in the end of Simen Lamed Beis, says, therefore, that you have to keep in mind The Bach has a Chumrah, where the Bach says that the halacha of writing the Sefer Tefillin Lishma, the Bach says even if the fellow knows what the pasuk is supposed to say, there's a discussion in the poskim whether you need to spell out the pasuk, whether you need to say it out loud. So the Bach says a part of Lishma of Kedushas Tefillin is he says the words of the Torah, and he writes it. That's part of Lishma. That would not apply, just in continuing what the Levush says, that has nothing to do with get, the Lishma by get. Not to say the words. The words have Kedusha. You say the words according to the Bach has a Chumrah that the Sofer has to say the words. He has to say them out. It's not enough that he hears somebody say it, or that he knows what the word says. The Bach writes in the end of Siman Lamed Beis that he's got to say out the words. Why? Because there's a Kedusha Samira that's connected to the Kedusha Saksav. Kedusha, by get, the Bez Mizbeach is Yored Demos. So these are two different worlds, Lishma. Even though there's discussions about Adaita Denavshek, Omer Al Gabov, all of those things seem to be similar in regards to Lishma. But as we pointed out, Rashi on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, one of the Talmidim started asking me, how does Lishma work by get? Rashi tells us the top, before the conceptual questions. There are conceptual questions that we could ask as well. We haven't discussed really how Omer Al Gabov works, but here Rashi points out very differently what Rashi will describe in Menachos on Daf Lamed Hey is the Chiyuv of writing Tefillin. And Rashi says that all you need, Ksov Letzarech Ploni, which again the Levush points out that some people, some Sofrim, didn't realize that Gittin and Menachos are two totally different things. And most young boys learn Maseches Gittin, but they don't learn Menachos. So in Kedushas Tefillin, there's a totally separate halacha. So says the Rashba even further, there's no halacha that says that Lishma tells us that the Baal has to write the shtar. There's no chiyuv for the Baal to have to write the shtar. No. The only requirement is that if you're not going to have the Baal informing the Sofer, so then what the Sofer is going to do is he's going to do it like tefillin, and then he's just going to write it l'shem gerushin, and that's not enough. So there's a chumrah in Hilchos Gerushin, which is a kula in Hilchos Tefillin, and there's a chumrah in Hilchos Tefillin, which is a kula in Hilchos Gerushin. In Hilchos Tefillin, there's no requirement to write it for the bar mitzvah boy, but it has to be written l'shem kedusha, and the Bach says that the kedusha even means the amiras haksav. However, when it comes to get, there's no kavanas that are necessary. There's no kavanas of kedusha that are necessary. On the other hand, it has to be written l'shem o yishva yishas. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, there are two different worlds. Again, one of the Talmidim was asking me, how does Omer Al Gabov work conceptually? Exactly, how does it work? That we can't get into yet. Rashi already told us that you tell him ksoiv l'tzarech plani. That's enough for us. Tov. So says the Rashba, if that's so. So it's just to make sure that he's writing in the Tzarech Ploni. It's like a safety net to make sure he's writing the Tzarech Ploni. Frek the Beis Shmuel, in Kenim Advarim, it's only a safety net to make sure that he's writing it appropriately. So if that's so then what happens if he doesn't write it with the instruction of the Baal? Is the get possible or is the get bottle? Says the Beis Shmua, what's the difference between pasul and batel? So batel is d'oraisa, pasul is midrabanan. So then it's only a chshash midrabanan, it's not batel. That's the Beis Shmua's question. So as I was discussing it with you yesterday, I realized that the Rashba's Lashon is actually different than the Grand Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ramban struggles with the same question that that the Rashba was struggling with. And let's take a look at the Ramban's answer. I know the Talmidim worked hard. Umiu Kasha. If you realize, most of the Umiu Kasha is very similar to what the Rashba already struggled with. So I'm not going to review the Umiu Kasha. I'm going to go to the Teretz of the Ramban. Who wants to read the Ramban's Teretz? V'ikol HaMeimar. Four lines from the bottom in the photocopy. V'ikol HaMeimar. Yaakov, you want to take it?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Answers Ramban. Really, it's not because of the matter of shlichus; it's because of the matter of lishma. Al shemama hul lehem kotrim. Shani will say Lagarusha. Until the Baal says to the server to write it, because I want to tell the server to write it because he wants to divorce his wife. Aul in Kudvor Matsma, if the server writes himself, Ein lo kotiva le shem grushin. It's not written at all for the sake of divorcing this woman. Shari Ein al yodin im guru yigarushena. Because he didn't know if the Baal wanted her to be divorced. Vaki nami in here too, mashma. And we got out.
What does the word mashma mean? Let's just make sure it's
implies.
A word. It implies. The word shma, of course, is to hear. Probably the most important. I spoke about this at Ramesh's Chanukah's Habayis, his new house, Baruch Hashem. That shma is probably one of the most important words in Avodas Hashem. Of course, we have shma Yisrael. All of the Mesoras HaTorahs, all of Avodas Hashem is expressed in terms of listening. So, v'hachinami mashma, we hear, which means to imply. We've been ma'arich in the past. You can find it online. Why that's so, so important. V'achi na'ami mashma b'shmaitza kamaisa. Go ahead.
Shechita kudashin. We saw, this is the Rashba bringing this up in there. We talked about it the other day.
Right, good.
About,
this is shechitas kachim is v'achim. Go ahead.
Ka'ama, we said, shesarech la'aniach,
let me teach you very, very important word over here. There's a tofes haget and there's a toref of the get. The tofes, actually it's even used in modern Hebrew today, Emir Tzashem, when all you come to Eretz Yisrael, a tofes is a form. You fill out a tofes, temale et tofes, fill out the form. Like you have a form to fill out your information. That's a tofes. The form is the parts that are not specific to those individuals. Like a get, every single get says hareat migureshes, that you're going to be, exactly how you write, I'm not being precise, but that the woman is going to be divorced. The toref are the details of the shem or isha, the zman, and so on and so forth. So in kachim it says, shetzarech lo'aniach betov segitin, the form doesn't have to be written l'shema. That doesn't have to be written in Lishma. Then you can leave over Makom HaToref, the place where the details are put in. Why? Because, go ahead, Mishum.
Mishum De'atata.
De'issa. Issa means a woman. Tof and Shin in Aramaic are interchangeable.
Not Ligarishin, Kaima.
Because a woman is not Ligarishin Kaima. Yeah. In other words, there's a halacha of Staman when it comes to Kachin. Stam Karbon is already considered lishma because it has already been consecrated. So therefore, if the kohen has stam kavana, so then in such a case, that's enough. However, when it comes to gerushin, a woman is not legerushin kaima, and therefore you need a positive kavana in the ksivas haget. A very fascinating idea. So you know what? We're not going to read the last line. We're going to stop right here for a moment. And what the Ramban is saying is the following. The Ramban says, same yisod that we had yesterday from the Rashba, but I would like to argue different. The Ramban says that the requirement of the ksivas haget, even though we have the Mishnah ksova v'chasoma on ayin aleph and beis, is not that the Baal has to write. V'kasav doesn't mean that the Baal has to write, but rather what it means is that the Baal needs to instruct because it will be a problem of lishma otherwise. That's what the Ramban says. Continue, Yaakov, v'lo pasil
mishim deba'in on v'katefu. We're not passing because he needs to write it, or shluchu, or shliach.
Right. A Talmud Chacham came over to me, and he wasn't sure how to read the last line of the Ramban. What do you think, Yaakov, he's saying?
I thought he was linking it back because we said, we linked it back to what the Ramah said, that because it says v'katef, it's talking that instruction on the Baal himself.
Excellent, right? Correct. The Ramban is being mafkia from those Rishonim. He's disagreeing with those Rishonim that say that you need to make the sofer a shliach. The Ramban says, no, it doesn't mean that. Velo posel, and it's not posel when it's not instructive, the sofer is not instructive because of the kasav or shlichus, but rather of a different problem. What's the way to crunch it? How would we summarize the chakira? The chakira is, what is the mechayev of the Baal's instructing the sofer? Is it a halacha in ksivas habal, or is it a prat in lishma? Is it a detail in lishma? The Ramban is saying it's a detail in lishma. At first glance, it would seem that the Ramban is the same thing as the Rashba, right? The Rashba is following in the approach of the Grand Rebbe. But I was discussing with Reb Chaim Tzvi and Eli that afterwards, that after I read with you the Rashba, I realized that the Ramban, I wanted to cut corners for us. I'll tell you the truth. The Rashba is always easy, almost always easier than the Ramban. So I said to myself, as I was working on the sugya, I said, you know what? I'm not going to do the Ramban. I'll do the Rashba with the Talmidim. But then I realized that I couldn't cut corners. That we had to do both. Why? Did anybody notice a difference between the Rashba and the Ramban?
In the answer.
Joseph, was that a hint? Yeah, Yisrael?
The Ramban says that if it's written without the Sivoy of the Baal, it's not a Sivoy Shengirshim Klal. Whereas the Rashba says that if it's written without the Sivoy of the Baal, then the one who's writing the Sofer is not going to have his way of Kol Kach. You might have his like Kokaf to write the shame on the Yerushim.
Right. Let's open the Rashba again. What did the Rashba say is the concern? The Rashba said, you know what? La mishum shlichus, v'yeshlom adikulam el la mishum shlichus, el mishum l'shma. She'im yichtuvu, v'lo tzavo asabal, lo yinu leiv kokach lichtov l'shma, v'yichtuvu stam. We're afraid he's going to write it stam. V'kayim alon, the stomach shelo l'shma. So what does that sound like? As we just explained before, it sounds like it's a gzeira. It's a concern that the sofer is not going to write a lishma. Yisrael is medayei correctly, I believe, in the Ramban, that the Ramban did not say we're afraid he's not going to write a lishma. The Ramban is saying that you can't have lishma unless you have tzivu yabal. That's what it seems. It's not called a ksiva l'shem gerushin. Why? Because part of lishma, according to the Ramban, is that you need to know that the husband wants to divorce his wife. You can't guess. It needs to be something that you hear from him directly. According to the Rashba, it's an insurance policy to make sure. The halacha created an insurance policy that's going to be lishma. According to the Ramban, it's a chilek of lishma itself. So now we see, it's not just two worlds of either ksiva is halach is a din, chiyuv gavra, chiyuv abal, or ksiva is halach in lishma. Even within the side of lishma, there are two ways to understand. According to the Rashba, it's a gzeira. And according to the Ramban, without Sivui Abal, it seems like it's a chisaron in Lishma itself. Now, who, aside from Yisrael and the Kolel guys, who could now show how we could answer the Beis Shmuel's kasha? Yeah, Yoel. Yaakov, I'm sorry.
So the Beis Shmuel was asking on the rush, it was kind of what you said between your opinion, how your Rabbein taught it, and the Beis Shmuel, and it's the same.
Right, my Rabbein, when I heard from my Rabbein, this is why you got to listen to your Rabbein. I would never have known to look at the Ramban if I hadn't remembered what my Rabbein said close to 15 years ago. The way my Rabbein presented the base medrash of the Ramban, then I wouldn't have even noticed the difference between the Rashba and the Ramban. The Talmidim make a mistake nowadays. They think if you learn hard in base medrash for many years, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. If you don't sit and listen and be amel on the words of your Rabbein, then you won't become a full Talmud Chacham. That's a precondition. It's a precondition. It's not enough just hasmada. You need to be listening to your Rabbein. Yeah, go ahead. That's right. You're right, Yaakov. That's where it started from in my own mind.
The Ramban is more like the Torah. They read into it from the Torah. It's a battle, whereas the Rashba is more like a puzzle type of thing.
So now I answer the Beis Shmuel's kasha.
He was asking on the Rashba.
Well, he doesn't call it. He's asking on the Rashba. Yeah. Let's open up the Beis Shmuel. Open up the Beis Shmuel, Yaakov, and read the Beis Shmuel's words.
Perushem Kasha.
He doesn't use the words Rashba Ramban. Perushem Kasha. According to their Perush, it's difficult. Go ahead.
Lama Tanai Bebaraisa Zu again Basel. Why is it saying the Baraisa that this sked is Basel?
And the sked is
Batel.
Yeah. Batel means that it doesn't work Minatora. Right.
How love Haba Ella Chashash Ba'amah? Is any concern a general concern.
But just a general concern. And therefore, why does the Braisa say the get is bottle? So go ahead, Yaakov.
Remember the Rabbanan, it's passed over by the Rabbanan. And we need to look into this.
And we need an answer. So the Beis Shmuel asked this. The Beis Shmuel is right here. 300 years ago, the Beis Shmuel asked this kashi. He's alive today. And the Beis Shmuel says, but Tzarech Yishev, I'm not aware of anybody that answered it in the last 300 years. But a big Talmud Chacham that answers a kasha 300 years later, the answer will come. So what's a partial answer? Yaakov?
Look in the Ramban.
Look in the Ramban. And what does that mean?
It's not just a fashash of the Ramban, it's a Torah.
Exactly. According to the Ramban, and the Beis Shmuel didn't say he's only asking in the Rajba. Sounded like he was asking on all of those shitas that say that you don't need shlichus. And he asks, if you don't need shlichus, so then in such a case, it's only a chashash midrabanan. So what comes out is that it depends on which Talmidim of the Beis Medrash of the Ramban you're speaking about. If you're talking to the Ramban himself and maybe other Talmidim of the Ramban, the kasha doesn't start. Why doesn't the Beis Shmuel's kasha start? Because it's a halacha in Lishma itself. It's not called Lishma without Sivui Abau. However, according to the Rashba, the Beis Shmuel has a good kasha. So we have an answer, la halacha, for the Beis Shmuel. We leave off with a tzarech iyun on the Rashba, but for la halacha, we can understand both stadim. We can learn like the Ramban. The Rashba needs a yishuv, but according to the Ramban, it's going to be a get bottle. Why? Because it's a chisaron of a kasav la lishma kaftar v'ferach. Beautiful. Before Yisrael asks, anybody else stuck on anything? Beautiful. Okay, Yisrael, go ahead.
I just want to point out that the Beis Shmuel was asking the Tosos. And Tosos himself says that
right. So then what we're saying is that maybe the so what Yisrael is answering is that our Teretz is beautiful, Bidas Tosos, but I want to defend the Beis Shmuel as well. That maybe the Beis Shmuel had some of the Bali Tosos that their formulation was like the Rashba. So according to that, it's a Tzarech Yishuv. But if you understand the way the Ramban seems to say it out, and what, as Yisrael is pointing out, the Beis Shmuel didn't mention Rashba or Ramban. In the yeshivas, the way I heard it from my Rabbeim is the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. We saw that within Tosis itself, there are stiras within Tosis. So Reb Chaim Tzvi has an interesting teretz that the Ri had a different shita. But so within Tosis, we didn't call it Tosis' shita. But it's called the Beis Medrash of the Ramban. And then it works out beautifully that Tosis al-Chash Shema. Then how could the Beis Shema have a chutzpah to ask such a kasha? It's not a good kasha. The answer is, it could very well be that within the Bali Tosis, he had understood, like the Rajba understands. And therefore, the kasha is a very good question. Kaftar effect. It's really, I think it comes out beautiful. But, that's beautiful. I want to put you guys into turmoil tonight. Akedei kach, I'm not sure whether to discuss with you the Teretz. Let me show you. I'll tell you why I'm torn. I know for sure the right thing for our Amelus Batorah is for me to leave it off as a kash that all the Talmidim should fight tonight. On the other hand, I want to start that Beis and put this, you know, neatly in a box. But I think L'shem Amelus Batorah, maybe we'll leave it off as a Tzarechian. Everybody take a look, please. Yisrael, you scream out where the right place is. On Daf Lami Gimel Amin Aleph in the old edition of the Ran, of the Rif in the Ran. It's Perek Hiskabel, Perek Shishi. In the old edition, it was Lami Gimel. And we're going to pick up with... You know what? Let me teach you the Gemara. I'll teach you even the Gemara. Let's turn. The Gemara appears. We've already made reference to that Daf on Ayin Aleph Amin Beis. The Gemara has a fascinating discussion about what's referred to as Omer Imru. Let's first see the... Mishnah, and then let's take a look at the two shittas of Omer Imru. The halacha is that we saw that everybody agrees that the Baal needs to be mitzaveh the sofer. We have a machlokas rishonim exactly why that's so. Says the Mishnah, Amru lo, they ask him, Nichtov get l'ishtecha, Vamalen ksovo. So they ask him, should we have a get in for your wife? And he says, write it. Amru the sofer, they tell the sofer, v'kosav, and he writes it, uleidim chasamo, afal pishachasmu v'nasnu alo, v'chosav v'nasnu alo, harei get batul. It doesn't work, our halacha. Ad sheyomah the sofer, ksov uleidim chasamo, until he directly instructs the sofer. Says the Gemara, what happens if he doesn't just say, yeah, okay, write a get for me, but he instructs one person to write a get, and that person tells somebody else? So says the Gemara, that's called mili lo mimsaran l'shliach. That won't work either. Also, what happens if he says, he says to Reuven, let's call the Baal Binyamin, Binyamin says to Reuven, tell Shimon to write the get on my behalf. Omar Imru, he sells it to sell somebody else. So then in such a case, says the Gemara, there's a machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi says it's going to be problematic. He says that also qualifies as milimam surah l'shliach, while the Tanakhama says it's acceptable. Okay? So Omar Imru is a machlokis kanoi. Now let's take a look at the Ran, quoting a Ramban. Says, where is it in the Sadi Tess? In the, see, once upon a time, all you needed to do is get to Lama Gimel to get to the sixth parak. Now everybody goes slower and slower, so now it sounds like so far away. Tzadi Tes, it sounds like once upon a time it was only Lama Gimel. People are covering less ground nowadays. Let's take a look at V'hikshar Ramban. V'hikshar Ramban on Tzadi Gimel, it's a separate paragraph, right, Yisrael? Is there a separate paragraph? V'hikshar Ramban, my time in the man, the puzzle boy, Marino. That's on Kuf. And it's a separate Dibar Masa. V'hikshar Ramban. My time of demand the possible by Omer Imru. What's the psul of Omer Imru? Rabbi Yossi says that's possible. Ibishu mili, if it's a problem because mili no mimsri l'shliach, my mili kamasa l'shliach, halav mili masa, el areyu osir shliach shalom b'fanim. He says that he wants Shimon to write the get. What's the problem? V'chi eino the masa l'asir shliach shalom b'fanim? Where is there a halacha that says that you need to make a shliach dafka lefonav? No halacha that says that. So what's the problem by Omer Imru? V'tirates, skip down into the Ran. I'm going to ask you to be omel on v'tirates. V'tirates, the Ran is quoting the Ramban. Now where the Ramban says this, this thing might have to work on tonight. But he quotes the Ramban that gives the following answer. V'tirates d'shani get. Get is different. Dekivon de ba'inon l'shma uba'inon nami v'kosav lo kloimar sheikh devenu la'abal. Everybody have it? Yisrael, scream out where it is.
It's in the same
paragraph. Kloimar sheikh devenu la'abal. The Baal needs to write it. Ein hasofer v'aedim choismin b'mokom ha'abal. Other things, Shliach Shalom Befanav, Shliach Shalom Befanav works. But here, I'm paraphrasing now. This is what I want you to fight about tonight. Here, a Shliach of this Baal has to be directly from the Baal himself, according to Rabbi Yossi. In Cain, Frek Gedolei Achronim, the Ramban is Mamish Astira. The world says it over that the Ramban is the champion. And we saw it on Chav Beis. that the Ramban is the champion of the idea that the whole halacha of the kasav is not a chiyuv on the Baal to write, and there's no halacha shlichus, it's halacha and lishma, and we're mechadesh today, that's lishma, which is ma'akev, and maybe the grand Talmud, maybe he didn't understand the grand Rebbe, or however your masbir, maybe we're not understanding the grand Rebbe, could be also. But the Rashba had one way, and the Ramban had another way. But now you see that the Ramban is directly in the camp of those who hold the Ramah and Tosas on Daf Tes on the base, who holds that the halacha is that you need to have shlichus for ksivas aget. Stira in the Ramban himself. Gishmak noa, no? Gishmak akasha. Okay. I see that the Talmidim are struggling with this, struggling in a positive way. So the best thing for your Amelus Petora is not to suggest what the great Rebbe did to answer this question, is to churn on it, is to work on it. Okay. It'll be a little bit, that means that tomorrow we're still going to have to come back to this topic, but I think it makes the most sense that the Talmidim work on the Stira. Here the Stira, who doesn't follow? Eina bai shalomit. Okay, say it again. Beautiful. Beautiful. I just want to emphasize the idea of not understanding and not knowing is a sign of greatness. It's not a sign of weakness. From the most brilliant rabbeim I had were the ones that were most likely to say they don't know. So the fact that someone doesn't understand, it's godless to say I don't understand or I don't know. And I want you to stop me. Also, another thing I want you to stop me about is I've been very conscientious over the years to use less Yiddish words in shir, but I still use a lot of Gemara talk and Gemara speak. I try to be very, very careful when I speak in English in general to use a good English. I believe that's something that's quite important. In fact, I'm very strong on my children, strong with my children, I should say, that they, when they speak Hebrew, they should speak Hebrew, when they speak English, that they should speak English. It's a very, very important thing for a person to speak in the appropriate dialect and consistently. But at the same time, I want to introduce you to basic Talmudic phrases, ukimta, pshat, kasha, teretz, diukim, and think words like that. And if every once in a while I'll use a word that's more difficult, that's more foreign to you, and please raise your hand and stop me. That's part of giving you a chinuch in Gemara. Okay. The stira is as follows. The stira is, used to be I would try to even introduce the guys to Yiddish as well, but that I've given up at this stage. The stira is as follows. The Ramban over here says that the reason why Rabbi Yossi is going to say that Omer Imru is possible, Omer Imru means that when the Baal instructs Reuven, who instructs Shimon, the reason why that's possible is because when it comes to get, the Baal has to appoint the Sofer directly. And it's different, says the Ramban, than other cases of shlichus, where a shliach shelo befanav is going to be acceptable. It seems that the Ramban over here is assuming, if he's contrasting it to other cases of shlichus, it seems that he's assuming that the way in which it works is shlichus, that the ksivas haget works through shlichus. And if the ksivas haget, I'm not going to listen to you today. I want to hear you this afternoon. If shlichus haget, the way in which shlichus haget works, the way the ksivas haget work is through shlichus, so then that's this whole stira to the Ramban's whole theory to answer the sugya of Omer al Gabov that we had on Daf Chav Gimel. Because the Ramban over there said, no, ksivas haget does not have to be done through shlichus. That's the potential stira. Again? Should I say it again? One more time. Then I'll say it over to you, Bli Neder, 400 times in afternoon Seder. This will be the last time in Shir. The stira is that the Ramban on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph in the Daf Arif says that the requirement of Omer Imru tells us that the Baal has to appoint the sofer as a shliach directly. Yet, we had on Daf Chof Beis that the Rabban said that the whole requirement of instructing the sofer is because it's a halacha of lishma, that's not considered lishma unless there's tzivui habal, unless the sofer hears it from the Baal. Astira. Is it based on shlichus? Is it a requirement of shlichus? Or is it a halach in lishma? Beautiful kashas. I strongly disagree. Okay, let's begin. Maseches Gittin. Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That's great. Zok Ha'elge Mishneh. Maybe get me Medina Sayam. Sorry, Shiyoy Mar Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. If someone brings a get from across the seas, does he have to say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam? Rabbi Gamliel, he has to say. He must say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. Rabbi Gamliel, Oimer Afa Mevi Minarekim Minacheger. Not only Medina Sayam, but even from the cities of Rekim and Cheger. Will immediately spell out what the Gemara says on the Avdalit Amin Aleph. Rekim and Cheger are cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. They're smuchos, even though they're not within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Thanks to Rav Gershon Hyman, I asked him for if he knew of a map. And Gershon brought me from the Mishnah of the Ira. This is fantastic. How I wish that my Rebbe in ninth grade had photocopied a map. Just to know what was going on. I told the Talmidim when I was in ninth grade, Eretz Yisrael is where my cousins live. It's one day when Mashiach comes when Elio rides on a white donkey. So then one day there's something we're going to go back to, and it's something that we heard about in the 10 o'clock news. That was the extent of what I understood about our Tzeinu HaKdosha. So I didn't even know I didn't know much of the basic geography. So and this is not easy. So Rekem and Cheger over here is we have in the north, and Rekem and Cheger are not considered Eretz Yisrael itself. They're samuch to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now the Gemara Daf Dalid Amud Aleph is going to contrast the Shita Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. Let's take a look at Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lud. Rabbi Eliezer says, even from Kfar Ludim to Lud. So Lud is right next to Ben Gurion Airport. It's a city right next to where you landed. And Kfar Ludim and Lud are two different places. The Gemara is going to spell out, as you have in the bottom picture, in the bottom corner, that this is what's called Muvlaos. This is called, it's Muvla. In other words, you see Ludim. Here they don't call it Kfar Ludim. You see Ludim? Ludim is actually in Chutz La'aretz. Why it's in Chutz La'aretz, we'll see. That according to most opinions, what happened was that when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, these were areas that the Ole Bavel did not come back to, and therefore wasn't consecrated with a lasting Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's going to be Tosas in that long Tosas Ashkelon Kedarm that Bezer Hashem we're going to do. And Lud is within Eretz Yisrael, Kfar Ludim. Maybe it's Ben Gurion Airport. I don't know. Maybe Ben Gurion Airport is not in the Tchum and Kfar Ludim, but you see it was surrounded. It was surrounded by all the sides of... You see the H. Stern advertisement as you're pulling in. Menastam, it didn't have Kedushas. There it's going. In fact, my Rebbe, Rabbi Reisman, says that the key of Eretz Yisrael is how you look at it. And he says different people, when they land in Ben Gurion Airport, they see different things. Some people see some things, and some people see other things. I was Zocha, the last time I landed was with, I have this chus, I was with Yosef's great uncle. And you see how Gadol B'Torah lands in Eretz Yisrael. And then you see how other people land in Eretz Yisrael. It's the same thing. That's the Meraglim. Two different perspectives. Anyhow, Nachzar Lin Yonenu, wherever exactly Ludim is, it's within, it's Muvla, it's Chutzlar, it's but it's Muvla. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lud. V'chachomim Oimrim, Ein Etzarech Shiyomer, Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam, Ela Amevim Imdinas Hayom. The Chachamim disagree, and they say that you don't have to say the Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam, except from Medinas Hayom. Okay. Let's take a look at the Gemara Daf Dalet. Tanan. Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Gamliel Oimer. Acha mevi min arekim me'acheger. Rav Eliezer Oimer. Afilu mikfar ludim lelud. Va'amar Abaye. Ba'yoros hasmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael muvlos b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askina. Va'amar Rabba Barbar Chana. Ludi chazi havi wasra v'avi kimmevei kuchi lupum b'disa. We'll deal with that when we have to. Michlal, the Tanakama Sover, Hani Lot Sarich. The Tanakama of our Mishnah holds that you don't need to say Befanei Nechtam in these cases. So that's the machlokus between the Tanakama and Rebbe Gamliel. Why? Let's deal with Rebbe Gamliel because that's the simplest. We're going to see that not everybody agrees within Rebbe Eliezer. But according to Rebbe Gamliel, the halacha is that the Ayoras HaSmuchos still require Befanei Nechtam. The Tanakama disagrees, and the Tanakama says only Memdinas Hayam. Now here we're going to have a big discussion in the Rishonim what exactly Memdinas Hayam means. So let's take a look first at Rashi. Maybe get Memdinas Hayam. Rashi says something that's startling to the Rishon. Says, Zop de Heilige Rashi. Now, Rabosai, today the rest of Shir is going to, I believe, that Shir is not only about saying Chidushim. Shir is learning what the Gedolei Tanoim said, the Amoraim said, Rishonim, and see how our Rebbeim understood it. Sometimes, as I say from Rav Twersky, every sugya has its own dynamic. Sometimes you got to spend time looking over the map, and sometimes you have beautiful svaras that you need to play with. All that's Torah. So today, we're just going to figure out what exactly Rashi means, what Tosis means, without a stira, without a teretz, without a beis shmuel, just to figure out what's going on in the Rashi. Says Rashi, I may be getting dinas hayom, kol chutz laretz karin le medinas hayom, bar mi bavel. All of chutz laretz is considered medinas hayom. What's Rashi coming to emphasize? So that is actually quite difficult. Is Lechura, Rashi is a little difficult. Rashi is saying Medinas Hayam is Lav Dafka. Medinas Hayam means all of Chutz Laretz. Rashi wants to make sure that you don't make the mistake and say Medinas Hayam means the other side of the ocean. Only if he's bringing a get from America. Maybe Medinas Hayam requires a very large sea, maybe only the Atlantic Ocean. Kamash Malan, no, that all Medina, the expression Medinas Hayam includes all of Chutz Laretz. What's difficult in Rashi? Why didn't the Mishnah use the word Chutz Laretz? Okay, that's one question. Yes, Joseph, what else? Very good. To take what Joseph is saying more precisely in the Gemara itself, what did the Gemara and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph tell us is the opinion of the Tanakhama?
That those things are included in the Tanakhama.
That those smuchos, Rekim and Cheger, are Rekim and Cheger in Eretz Yisrael or out of Eretz Yisrael? The Pashtus of the Gemara, there is a complicated Tosas Ashkelon Kedarm that we're going to get to, but the Pashtus, Rekim and Cheger, are outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yet, according to the Tanakhama, even though it's Chutz Laretz, you don't say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. Why don't you say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam? Could have asked better, Sam. Why do you say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam? Because Bismuchos. So the kasha on Rashi is that Rashi says Kol Chutz Laretz Karile Medina Sayam. That's not true, according to the Tanakhama Lefi, Mesoira Seinu Shel Chazal, from the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. According to the way the Amoraim taught us, we're Mevatel Aradas to the Amoraim, we could say a lot of different Teirutsim, but we're Mevatel Aradas to the Amoraim. So Amoraim said what? The Amoraim said that the halach is, according to the Tanakhama, Medina Sayam, according to the Tanakhama, you don't say Befanei Nechtam, even from Chutz Laretz. And that's what Medinas Hayam is coming to emphasize. Only those things that are further away than Smuchas. But here Rashi says that Medinas Hayam is Kol Chutz Laretz. Kol Chutz Laretz. Shver. Tzorech Iyun Gadol on Rashi. We're going to see that this is not our kasha. The Rishonim already asked this kasha. But we should have been bothered when we read the Rashi, once we know the Gemara and Daf Dalet. Without knowing the Gemara and Daf Dalet, it might not have been obvious to us that the Tanakhama is in disagreement with Rebbe Gamliel, right? Va'meivin Yavin, you could have read this opening statement as a topical statement of the Mishnah. One could have thought that way, but the Amoraim, that were Mevatel Aradas to Gedolei HaMesorah, the Amoraim did not say that. So once Amoraim didn't say it, so then we read the Mishnah the way the Amoraim read the Mishnah, and if that's so, so then we have a strong kash on Rashi. Zog de'elu getesis, mimdina sayom. Hod lo nokat hamevi get michutz laretz. Kediktani bigemara hamevi get besvina kimevi bechutz laretz. Tesis asks a different kasha. Tesis asks almost the inverse of Rashi, right? Tesis asks that we have a gemara later on, quoting presumably a brisa. Hamevi get besvina, if you bring a get on from a boat, it's considered as if you may be b'chutz l'aretz. So what do we see? How do Chazal refer to non-Eretz Yisrael? They don't call it shmutz l'aretz. How do they refer to it? But they refer to it as chutz l'aretz, right? So why do they call it Medina Sayyam? By the way, it bothers me, that expression. That's why I was mentioning that. Hashem Aretz Umloa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world. You shouldn't refer to Chutz Laretz in that way. If a person's supposed to be in Chutz Laretz, then he's an Oved Hashem in Chutz Laretz as well. There's nothing like Artzeinu HaKadosh. So how do we refer to Hamevi get mi Chutz Laretz? So ask Tosfos, why over here does it say Medina Sayyam? And for Tosfos, by the way, in my Gemara, the way I underlined it is Hadalo is a kasha. I tried to underline Tosas with the kasha and the terutzim. Hadalo is being a kasha, and Mishum is being the teretz. So it's easy to find where the kasha starts and the teretz ends. Mishum, debechutz laretz umashma kolchutz laretz. Afilu rekin vecheger. Tosas says, because if it would say chutz laretz, so then that would be mashma, even rekin vecheger. Lahachi nokam medina sayom. Dimashma rachok. Medina Sayyam sounds like something that's far away. Dimashma kumo ha'isha shalach b'ilam dinas hayom. Like it says in Yevamos, when a woman's husband is missing, that a woman whose husband went to dinas hayom, ukumo paratich, as it says in Shavuos also, b'fnei ploni uploni v'alchulim dinas hayom. The concept of Medina Sayyam is that he's far away. He's made he's traveled to a far distance. So Tosfos argues that Medina Sayyam is being used and not Chutz La'aretz, because Chutz La'aretz could be very close, right? You go to Eilat and Shana Aleph, and according to many Shitos, you've already gone to Chutz La'aretz. You haven't really left Eretz Yisrael. You haven't gone, so far out of Eretz Yisrael. So we need to emphasize something that's really far away. Why do we have to emphasize something that's far away? Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz. Because the Tanna Kamma doesn't hold Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz. He holds that Smuchos, you do say B'fanei Nechta. You don't say B'fanei Nechta. We consider it like Eretz Yisrael, the Gittin. So that's why the Tanna says Dafka Medina Sayyam. That's the reason why he says specifically Medina Sayyam. Now, Tosas just exacerbates the question we've asked on Rashi. Tosa says that the whole reason the Tanna couldn't use the word Chutz La'aretz, he brings Raya's that the Tannaim used the word Chutz La'aretz all the time, but we don't want to say Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is the wrong thing to say. The Pella on the great Rashi, then Rashi says, takes Medina Sayyam, and he turns it to Chutz La'aretz, where Tosas accurately points out that Medina Sayyam does not mean Chutz La'aretz. So once we see the Tosas, it exacerbates the kasha on Rashi. Says the Ran. The Ran quotes Rashi, quotes Tosas, and then he ultimately gives a third shot. Of course, Rabosai, I hold on to the map. Zok the Heiliger Ran. You should be able to read the Ran, Dibra Maschel Hamevi, all the way through to Ulafichach. Ulafichach is a separate Dibra Maschel by you. Yeah? So you should be able to do that on your own. In Chazar, I would like you to do it. Not the Chidushe Aran Rabosai, but the Ran in the back of the Gemara. Ulefichach hikshu al Rashi. And therefore they ask on Rashi. The Ra now emphasizes what we pointed out in, again, it's better you know the Kasha in learning yourself, the Mishnah and Gemara, than you know that the Ran asks a Kasha. It should bother you when you're learning itself. Even if the first time you notice the Kasha was the Ran, but then you read it over again and you say it out in your Havanas HaMishnah, not just what the Ran says, in your own, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarasecha, it's your Havanas HaTorah, it's not the Ran's Kasha. It's that you and I are struggling to understand Rashi. Then you were able to appreciate and analyze the teretz that much more. If the Ran asked the kasha, so the Bnei Yeshua gives a teretz, okay, you know, a kasha and a teretz. No, it bothers you. You can't sleep at night. How could Rashi have said such a thing? Kol chutz laretz, hafuch. Zok teheligir Ran l'ficha chikshu a Rashi k'kasa mishnah seinu detana kol chutz laretz karmidina sayam. And therefore they ask on Rashi. That says that every all of Chutz Laretz called Medina Sayyam, she'im kidvarav, because if Rashi was right, af smuchos umavos bichlav, then the halacha should be that smuchos umavos, you should have to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. V'heicha amrina b'gemara, till the Tanakama b'mavos of smuchos lo tzarech. How could it be that the Gemara says that according to Tanakama, mavos and smuchos don't need? L'kach pirshu. Therefore they learn, who's the Ran quoting over here? The Bali Tosis. Dimedina Sayam Hainu Makum Racho. Kidamrina Biyavomis. Uv Shuas. We already read this inside in Tosis. That the reason why we use Medina Sayam is to emphasize that according to the Tanakhama, it's got to be far away. Umishum, skipping a line that we already read in Tosis. The Tana Beretz Yisrael Koi. Since the Tana is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Kol mekomos chutz laaretz she'einan muvlon v'lo smuchin l'tchum Eretz Yisrael karulu medina sayyam. Everything that's not either muvla or samuch is called medina sayyam. In other words, we use the expression medina sayyam to emphasize not smuchim and not muvlon, says the Ran. Notice the Ran's beautiful lashon. Ve'ein kol ze noachli. He says it, on the one hand it's a teretz, but I'm still not resting with this teretz. I'm not entirely rested with it. The lo merchaka kol kach chutz l'Eretz Yisrael chutz l'Eretz me'Eretz Yisrael l'mikri le'medina sayam. He says, still to use the expression medina sayam to exclude muvlos might refer to Ben Gurion Airport. Smuchos refers to Rekha Mecheder, once we're going to see the Bali Talos, is very close to the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So those things are very, very, very close. If they're so close, so Medina's Hayam, what about Syria? Davar Pashut. Lebanon. Davar Pashut. Then such a case, then you have to say Fanechta, Fanechta. That you're going to call Medina's Hayam? That you're going to call Medina's Hayam? According to the Tanakhama, when you do have to say b'fan echlam, b'fan echlam, it's not that far. And when we have in Yevamis, when a woman's husband disappears in a shipwreck, usually they went to the Far East. To exchange silk. Do what? In the makom rachel karpe. Mikol makom medina sayam mamish kamar. V'lo ashkecham b'shum dachti dekari the makom rachel medina sayam. He says, when it says ha'isha shalach b'alom medina sayam, it doesn't necessarily mean so far away. This idea of the Bali tells us that Medina Sayyam means very, very far away, that we don't see. In other words, the Ran is disagreeing with the definition of Medina Sayyam. This definition of Medina Sayyam is equaling Makom Rachok. The Ran says, I'm not convinced about that. Ulefichach. And therefore, says the Ran, Anu Omrim, the Tanakama, the Isle, the Smuchos, and Mavlos, Lotzrichi get. Lotzrichi, excuse me, Lotzrichi Nokat, Chutzla Aretz, Shehu mitzad ma'ravi shel Eretz Yisrael. Lefisha ba'osa tzad leka yoros muvos usmuchos. Sharei hayam mafsik. Says the Ran quite a chiddush. He says we're referring to a particular part of Eretz Yisrael. We're referring to the western side where you have this. Anybody actually not watch the movies on the plane and watch the flight chart? The actual, watch the flight chart. So this is the Mediterranean Sea. For those, I didn't know that when I was in ninth grade, and my only information about Israel came from the 10 o'clock news. But this is the Mediterranean Sea. Says, and it's on the west of Eretz Yisrael. So if that's so, says the Ran as follows. The Ran says like this. He says that's what we're referring to when we say Medina Sayyam. The reason why it says Medina Sayyam is we're referring to particularly the Mediterranean Sea, the western side of Eretz Yisrael. Notice in your map, Rekem and Cheger is on the eastern side. So what we want to emphasize is Rekem and Cheger is not our discussion. Rekem and Cheger is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about specifically is Medinas Hayam, and that is to emphasize those things that are past Mediterranean. Nothing about close and far. Tosa said Medinas Hayam is emphasizing far. No, the emphasis over here is we're not talking about that side where Rekem and Cheger is. He's saying Rekem and Cheger, I'm not talking about. Rekem and Cheger, no. That doesn't mean funny nechta. I'm going to focus only on the other side, the other border. And on that border with the Mediterranean, so there the halacha is going to be that you're going to have to say funny nechta. Mashma, that if we're talking about the other side, the other border of Eretz Yisrael, but from when you have the Ola Shnia from Bavel, and Rekin the Cheger that's outside, so then it could very well be. The Tanakhama is sort of... suggesting that on that side, then it could very well be that there you don't have to say fine nechtam, because it's smuchos, because it's so close. Let's see a little bit more inside the Ran, because we're not finished. Sharei hayam mafsik, ubitstadim acherim lo psikalei milsa. Mishum, there, on that side, he doesn't want to talk. And why? You would understand why he doesn't want to talk. Because there it's complicated. The Gvul is not Koveya. On the western side of Arzeinu Akdesha, the Gvul is Koveya. On the eastern side, it's not Koveya. Mishum, Dikayor Sasmuchos Muvlos, Umishum Hachi Omar Shemevi Gem Dina Sayam, Dainu Mitzad Meir of Leretz Yisrael, Tsarashi Omar. And those things that are far away, so too that would fall into the same halacha. Period. It's a sharp shot. Hamevi gemem dinas hayam. Taina is the Ran against Tosas. That Tosas says it means far away. No, in Hilchos Aguna it depends on whether the shipwreck was close or whether the shipwreck was far. It doesn't matter if it happened in the bay right there or not. Mimdina Sayyam means that the husband is lost at sea. So then in such a case, it can't mean Rechokos and Krolos. What is Mimdina Sayyam? It's a mashal on the western side, just like on the western side. There will be obvious that you'd have to do a fine neftam, on the eastern side, when it's really close, then the Tanakham is emphasizing it's not so simple, it's not dependent on the border of Eretz Yisrael. He adds, Ve'efshar shelazek kiven Rashi. Maybe Zakhtelig around this is what Rashi means. Rashi, that was so difficult. How in the world could Rashi say chutzlarts? The Gemara says, Beferish, not that way. Ve'efshar shelazek kiven Rashi, Shekosa de kol chutzlarts. Kri Medina Sayyam. That all of Chutzlarts is called Medina Sayyam. Klomar kol Chutzlarts, she dome le Chutzlarts shem Medina Sayyam. What Rashi means when he says all of Chutzlarts is Medina Sayyam, he means Chutzlarts for Hilchos Gittin are those things that are like Medina Sayyam. What Medina Sayyam? Not Tosis's definition of Medina Sayyam Rachog, but the Ran's definition of Medina Sayyam, and that is like the Mediterranean, like those things that are beyond the Mediterranean, or part, even islands within the Mediterranean as well. Anything that's past the border, the western border of Eretz Yisrael, that's created by the Yam. It's a nice pshat in Rashi. Still, Rashi is still is quite difficult. The Pnei Yoshua works hard to be Miyashev Rashi, but we're going to work with the Ran's Mahalif. Kol Chutzlaritz Kari Le Medina Sayam. What he means is like this. When we say Chutzlaritz for Gittin, then it's Medina Sayam. Kari Le Medina Sayam. It's called Medina Sayam because Medina Sayam is defined by the closest Yam of Eretz Yisrael, the western side, the Mediterranean. And there, once you pass that, then you have to say the funny after. Still, the difficulty in Rashi is striking, that mamish against the Gemara itself to say Medina Sayam is all Chutz Laretz. So you have to read Rashi differently. Kol Chutz Laretz Kari Le Medina Sayam. When we're talking in Hilchos Gittin about Chutz Laretz, we're going to use the definition of Medina Sayam. What's the definition of Medina Sayam? Medina Sayam for Eretz Yisrael. Where's the first Yam you hit? The first Yam you hit is the Mediterranean, from the western side and on. That's how the Ran is going to learn Rashi. I photocopied, if I could ask Zach or Joseph, you could run to the photocopy machine, a very interesting sheet of the Yam Shel Shlomo that I just wanted to share with you. Meantime, while Joseph's running, any questions? Yes, Zach.
What does the Ran do with Bar Mibavel?
Kol Chutzlaritz Kari Le Medina Sayam.
It goes against
what wait. Kol Chutzlaritz Kari Le Medina Sayam. All the Chutzlaritz is defined by Medina Sayam, Bar Mibavel, except for Bavel. In other words, all of Chutzlaritz that's defined by the definition of Medina Sayam, which is by the Mediterranean. Okay. Bar mi bavel, the exception is bavel, because bavel you don't have to say b'fanei nechta.
Why? Where'd you see that?
The Gemara is going to say it. Explain on daf off. The Gemara is going to explain. Hafuch.
I'm saying the Ron's explanation is that Mediterranean distance.
It's something to think about based on what Zach is asking. Hafuch. I'm wondering whether what we just saw over here, what you're being ma'or is hafuch, that this might be a riot to the Ron's understanding of Rashi. Alright, I need to think. I didn't think about enough, so I... Okay, could we have some of the Yom Shel Shlomo's closer? I just want to share with you, we have 4 minutes before Mincha, 3 minutes even. Just want to share with you the Yom Shel Shlomo adds something that's really, really, really striking. Shkoch, I'm sorry. Here, there's one more. You guys can share. Says the Yom Shel Shlomo, first word on the line is rubbed out, Ba'i. It's, I would say, 12 lines from the bottom of the first column, and in the middle of the line it says, Venira Be'ena. The Yom Shel Shlomo says something really interesting. Venira Be'ena Dafka Somuch. It appears to me that the Tanakama holds that the only time you don't say B'fanei Nechdam, is those cities that are Somuch. Avo muvla v'hu rachok yoser mishiras michus lo. But if it is far, but not but muvla, so then in such a case, according to the Tanakhama, you would say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. U'mishum hachi nira be'ena shi'iskir Rabbi Eliezer mikfar ludim lud. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer emphasizes Kfar Lud and Lud that are so close to each other. Delo tema me'achar shumuv. I'm sorry. Does he mean so close to each other? Ve'ina shizkar goes with Kfar Lud and Lud. Take away so close to each other. I'm not sure if he's emphasizing that. Delo tema me'achar shumuv afilu hurachok. That you shouldn't say that even that since it's muvla, even if it's far away. Ubaha pligi tanakam of Rabbi Eliezer. Al kenya. Ka'amar the Lutshu samuch. That's why the Mishnah gives the example of Lut that is samuch. Ubaha polik tanakam. And here the Tana disagrees. Mishum de samuch hafil lo ayim muvla. Avo muvla virachok lo. But if it's muvla and far away, the halacha is going to be different. If it's rachok, so even if it's muvla, according to the Tanakhama, the halacha is, claims the Yom Shel Shlomo, the halacha is that you would say b'fanei nechtam, according to the Tanakhama. The difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is going to be the case, what Rabbi Gamliel? Wait, I'm sorry. I just want to make my point, and then I'll take your question. Rabosai, what emerges from the Yam Shel Shlomo is like this. The Yam Shel Shlomo does not have a simple set of hierarchy that we have according to most Rishonim. According to most Rishonim, the Tanakhama is the Mekel. The Tanakhama holds you need only Memdinas Hayam that's really, really far away. According to the Ran, that means something like Eretz Yisrael past the Mediterranean. According to Tosos, it has to be Makom Rachol Gan Maot. That's a Tanakhama. The Rebbe Gamliel comes along and he says, even Smuchos, and the Tanakhama disagrees, according to Tosis and the Ran, and says that Tanakhama says, if it's Smuchos, even if it's outside of Chutz La'aretz. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer, and Rebbe Eliezer says, Afilu Mikfar Ludim Lulud. Rebbe Eliezer says, even if it's Muvla, Mashma, that the other opinions hold, according to the Bali Tosis, that if it's Muvla, then of course you would not have to say Vanechta, Vanechta. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is surrounding it. It's surrounded by all sides of Eretz Yisrael. I throw out, the Yam Shel Shlomo comes along and he says, this halacha of Muvla, the Tanakhama isn't necessarily going to disagree with. The Tanakhama is going to agree that if it's Rachel, even though it's Muvla, the Tanakhama is going to be of the opinion that in such a case, you'll have to say b'fanechta. In other words, the Tanakhama only disagrees with Rebbe Gamliel when it comes to Smuchas. When it comes to Smuchas. But Muvla, he doesn't necessarily agree with. Now, how, according to the Yam Shel Shlomo, how should I phrase this? According to Yam Shel Shlomo, how do we relate to what we just discussed according to the Ran? And how would Rashi relate to what the Yam Shel Shlomo says? The Yam Shel Shlomo learns that the Tanakhama is only disagreeing by Smuchos. The moment it's Rachok, even if it's Muvla, the Tanakhama will say that the halacha is you still have to say Fanechta, Fanechta. And based on this, the Yam Shel Shlomo has a few answers a few kashas. Okay, we'll leave off with that. I also want you, I don't know if we're going to come back to the Yam Shel Shlomo. I just want to throw it out to show that's not Pashut according to all Shitas. We're going to come back. I want to come back to the Stira of the Ramban that we had. Okay, sure. Thank you. Sure, absolutely. Of course. In other words, it's within the geography of Eretz Yisrael, but it's still going to be Rachel.
Well, what's wrong?